There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
I heard these songs this morning, and I've listened to Marvin Gaye for a long time. I don't hear any similarity in the bass notes. How this jury came up with this decision that, oh, yeah, they really sound similar. No, they really don't. What were you people listening to?
Now, I think if you listen to the beginning of the Marvin Gaye song and the Blurred Lines, you can hear some similarity, whether it's enough to get $7.4 million out of it, kind of remains to be seen. At any rate, that's where we get started. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the verdict happens to be number 10 this week on our countdown list. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another review of the world of talk radio, news talk radio. It's the week of Friday the 13th. I think I said that about a month ago because it was February the 13th and a Friday. So how much different are the stories this week than they were then? You have to listen to this hour and find out as we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Talkers, man, I love saying that every week. Top 10 talk hits. Say it 100 times fast, you get into trouble. So Talkers Magazine has done their monitoring work. We have two talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country counting them down from number 10 to number 1. And as Case used to say, that was number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, the situation with that frat song at Oklahoma University, the racist frat song. Here's host Bob Sullivan talking to OU student Chelsea Davis, who's co-director of the student organization that originally posted the video of that fraternity chant.
OU Unheard posted the video that cracked open this story. They received it from someone who wants to remain anonymous, and it is said it wasn't the person who recorded it. Unheard, by the way, an alliance of black students organized for change, and it's certainly... God bless them, because they obviously need to come together at that school. So you want your voices to be heard regarding what OU should do to improve student relations on campus. What does that look like to you?
Well, in regards to the letter, OU Unheard is demanding more than just student relations. We want to see change within campus administration, campus atmosphere, campus culture. We want the university to be a more inclusive and a more diverse campus for all minority students, not just black students, but we want everybody to feel welcome here on the same page and on the same level.
Do you feel that that's not the case across the board right now?
No, most definitely not. A lot of student organizations are not culturally appealing, not only to the black community, but to the minority community in its entirety. The university right now is just lacking a major sense of diversity right now. We're encouraging the university to step up and to implement these changes so that all students can feel welcome and included at the university.
Can you give me an example of, let's say, one of the school activities or one of the clubs that is not attractive? I forget the words you just used, but it's not...
Right, culturally appealing.
Culturally appealing.
One is what we refer to. So our CAC, our Campus Activities Council, they are in charge. They are responsible for appealing to the student body, providing for the student body. So more specifically with homecoming, not all times are black students always included in the planning process and or planning events and things of that nature. So when it comes to events such as like the pep rally and things like that, sometimes black students feel like they're used and then kind of thrown to the side after they've been used up, like to step or to dance. So a lot of times... black students are just not included in these events. It's sad.
Is that an oversight, or do you think it's purposeful?
No, it's an oversight.
And either way, it is no excuse. I mean, even if it's an oversight, it's just as bad if it's purposeful in my mind.
It's definitely nothing that's intentional. It's just people just don't know. People don't understand. And that goes back to our community as well, because if we don't voice how we feel, then nobody will ever know. And that's unheard of, and it has stood here for this platform to voice these grievances so that the university may know, hey, this is how you are plaguing the community. What can we do together to change this?
Number 8.
Didn't that remind you of when you were in school? I remember knowing somebody just like that when I was in school. Number eight this week on the countdown is what's going on in Europe. There is and has been a lot of anti-Semitic activity from Erin Burnett, reporter on the scene. She has a conversation with journalist Dovid Ichun about increasing instances of this anti-Semitism, which may cause the people who are Jewish to leave.
What's your sense when you hear the head of Europol trying to say they're doing everything they can, but essentially admitting they can't guarantee the safety of Jews who are trying to go about their daily life, including the religious aspects of that life, going to synagogue?
Right. You know, Erin, that is what he highlights there is exactly the problem. It's impossible to guard every single target. You have to have bodyguards following around every conspicuous-looking Jew who's walking in the streets of Europe. You cannot protect the Jewish community fully in that way. What is needed and what is more necessary is to go after the root causes. And a lot of that stems from the indoctrination. You know, the anti-Semitism that we're seeing today is not the good old money-grabbing Jew kind of stereotypes. Yeah. It all plugs into anti-Zionism and anti-Israelism. And the people who have done these attacks, the Koulibalis, the El Husseins, the Muhammad Meiras, all speak about the situation with Israel and the Palestinians as motivating their violence.
So a reporter from Israel came to France, wore his yarmulke, as I know you said you do, wore his yarmulke and went through Paris. At one point you see someone yell Jew, at one point he gets spat at, another person says to him, Viva Palestine. He said in an interview, again, someone coming up and saying Jew, that he felt afraid for his safety at some point. Does this shock you that this is happening in Europe in 2015?
It's shocking. It's terribly sad. It's terribly sad. But I think as, first of all, members of the media, but also responsible members of society, we have to start thinking about how we can address it and not just in a protective way. You see there in the clip what they were saying also related to the same particular issue.
This demonization
of the Jewish state, which translates into anti-Semitic acts. And it's something that really needs to stop and it needs to be addressed.
All right, so we've gotten ourselves from number 10 to number 9 to number 8 on the countdown. We're reviewing from now until the top of the next hour all of the most talked about items on News Talk Radio for the week. We'll get to number 7 in a matter of moments. Stand by for that.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in. Comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Number seven.
Number seven this week on the countdown, focus on the Middle East and ISIS. What in the world is going on? There are three or four different angles here. Let's take one that actually I took this week on my Good Day program, talking to analyst Ivan Eland about Boko Haram looking to connect themselves with ISIS.
I think there have been affiliates pledge in Libya, Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, etc. And I think, it's sort of like, the hot Hollywood star. Everybody wants to hit their wagon to them. And I think that the reason they're hot in the jihad world is because they actually hold territory. And they're, what a lot of jihad groups would like to do in their own region is to set up an Islamic state that, where they have Sharia law, which is the conservative Islamic law. So I think because they've had these battlefield successes and they've set up this caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, other groups want to use their name to get funding, attract fighters from other countries, et cetera. And this is much like happened after 9/11 with al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the hot commodity among Islamist groups, and so the same thing happened. We had a lot of al-Qaeda affiliates, al-Qaeda in Iraq, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, et cetera.
What sick stuff this is. So ISIS is a threat.
Yes, it's sort of like dark marketing, but of course ISIS is expert at videos and marketing and that sort of thing. And it really proves that the old adage that there is no bad publicity when you're chopping people's heads off, burning people in cages, and you're getting reinforced by all the media attention. Of course, you're going to do even more heinous things, and you're going to attract followers in other countries which want to sponge off your publicity. So it's sort of a dark downward spiral.
Dark it is. The two states, the two groups have now pledged allegiance to each other. The media arm that this fellow was talking about is very good at terrorizing people with pictures and with their promotion. Now they've expanded to West Africa. Speaking of pictures and horror, some of you may have seen pictures of what looks like an Iraqi government soldier throwing prisoners out of the window. I'm looking at this picture here now at a prison in Iraq. America's top military official, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has warned Iraqi leaders about the conduct of the Iraqi military and some of the militias that are fighting with them. The government says it's launched an investigation into alleged atrocities committed by the Iraqi troops. Some captured in images that were found online this week. The picture that I'm talking about, clearly there is something going on here. The behavior is, it sounds almost foolish to describe it in any other way other than murder. It's what it looks like to me when you look at this picture. A bound and blindfolded detainee in the prison is dropped and looks like being hung, actually, from the base tower. This picture is on Instagram, and you can see it there pretty easily. Understand what it is that people are upset about over there and over here. More controversy about the Iraqi soldiers. So there we are over there training them, and they're doing this sort of thing. We become conspirators, in a manner of speaking, because of our just being there. Talk Radio Countdown, moving along. Stay tuned for number six up next year.
human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week is a continuation of the folly surrounding the Secret Service. Most of you have heard now about the White House crash after a party, as senior Secret Service people drunk, driving one of the cars around and wrecking it in front of the White House. Here's host Jane Foy with her colleague Jay James talking to Howard Arenstein, a CBS reporter, about this scandal.
When you hear this story, and it's just one more
it's
about this.
It's just unbelievable.
It's first of all, this is unbelievable, and then you get angry. What is going on? What is the makeup of the Secret Service these days?
Well, you know, Jane, I think in some respects some of this stuff has always gone on, but we haven't heard much about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of been under the radar. But in this atmosphere where we've had so many of these incidents, a fence jumper gets into the White House, some agents and prostitutes back to their hotel room, somebody flies a drone over the White House fence at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's obviously a heightened atmosphere. These were two senior Secret Service agents. Their names have now been identified. CBS News has learned that their names are Mark Connolly and George Ogilvy. Connolly, listen to this. It's unbelievable. He's deputy in charge of the president's protection. Connolly is in charge of the 18-acre White House complex and supervises the uniform cops, the ones who check your passes when you go into the White House. Ogilvy is a senior supervisor in the field office, in the Washington field office. These are two guys that have been there for a long time, have been protecting the president for a long time, and you see them in pictures when the president's out, say, abroad, standing next to him. But they like to blow off steam. Secret Service is famous for that. They were out at a retirement party. One of the spokesmen for the agency, Ed Donovan, had retired. They apparently drank too much. Came back to get their cars, which were parked at the White House, and crashed into a little barrier outside the White House. They were looking at a suspicious object, and I guess they thought they were going to see what was going on.
There you have it. The Secret Service, if they're off duty, they're off duty. What are they doing going to a retirement party, which is an off-duty thing, in a company car?
Going home in a company car from a retirement party. These guys should have been smart enough to order a cab. I mean, it's just outrageous. And it's going to be fully investigated. There's a new director of the Secret Service, and this is one of the first things he's going to have to deal with. He's asked the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security to look into it. And yet another investigation will be conducted about Secret Service agents.
Howard, I'm curious. You referenced just a few moments ago, you said this stuff may have been going on. Are we in an age with social media and the access that we have in the media that amplifies this, or is there anything about this particular these cumulative infractions that's actually worse than other administrations?
It's, you know, I certainly can't say that. I've been working here for 30 years in Washington, and this is the first time I've heard so many of these incidents time after time. And you know, in terms of why are we hearing about it and why in the past maybe we didn't so much hear about it, maybe it has to do with social media. Maybe it has to do with the kind of communications environment that we live in with 24-hour cable news and the Internet, everybody trying to beat each other out for scoops. But I think at any point, two drunk senior service agents crashing into a barrier outside the White House probably would have made the news.
Man. What an embarrassment, a joke, whether it is this administration, maybe it doesn't make any difference. The fact that these people are there and they get away with this sort of thing or have been getting away with it, or just so, maybe somebody new in town doesn't make any difference, right? Because it's a cultural thing. That's number six this week, number five through number one, the next half hour of the countdown.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
That's not a lawnmower. That's a zero-turning, fescue-slaughtering chariot of lawn domination, cup holder included. And like all respected machines, it requires a battery, which are now as low as $21.99 with exchange at NAPA. That's $21.99 for a lawn and garden battery. And the satisfaction of knowing the weekend warrior rides again. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/15.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network,
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The overview of what's going on the charts, if you will, for the week of March 9th through the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the top stories starting at number 10, the Verdict in the Blurred Lines song case. Number 9, the Racist Fraternity song case at Oklahoma University. Number 8, anti-Semitism. Number 7, the violence continuing in the Middle East with ISIS at the helm. The Secret Service in the focus at number 6. So that gets us to number 5.
Number 5.
And the number 5 item this week focuses on the continuing items of concern. Ferguson, Missouri, where two police officers were shot. Federal government wants to sort of take over. It seems like it almost is taking over the town. Here's host Jack Harris with Corey Dillon talking to St. Louis reporter Vicki Pimentel about the shooting that occurred following the announcement that the Ferguson chief of police has resigned.
We were perplexed as to why they were demonstrating and ultimately practically rioting, or at least fighting, and then shooting two police officers. It seems like they would have been happy that the police chief resigned. What stimulated that?
Well, you know, there have been demonstrators up in Ferguson really ongoing. Some obviously smaller demonstrations than others, and this was actually starting to break up. And long around midnight, as one of our TV stations was reporting, as people are kind of breaking things down, a fight broke out between two demonstrators. Who knows the reason? I mean, people are engaged in the upset that the Justice Department didn't bring charges against Darren Wilson, the officer who killed Michael Brown. People you know, you would think, yes, they would be quelled a little bit by the resignation, but then they feel like it happened, it's almost too little too late, and it's about time and that type of thing. So I'm not sure that every move allays the upset and the fears and the anger. It's a very slow process, and it's going to continue to be. But from that whatever, that outburst, that confrontation, whatever happened within the protest group, then shots were fired. And of course, they don't have any suspects at this point. They're hoping someone will come forward with information. Everybody knows, somebody knows something.
Were there any protesters that were arrested?
There were a couple of arrests of protesters before the violence, before the shooting, I should say. And then afterwards, yeah, there were people who were detained to be questioned. Not sure that there were any arrests. I just actually came back from being past the hospital where the two officers were taken, and they're in serious condition, but they are conscious and talking to family.
Number four item this week in the Talk Radio Review is the immigration issue, continuing focus on the illegals coming into our country. Here's host Matt Murphy with Bob Dane, who is from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. They discuss the president seemingly moving with the immigration plans that he has, even though a temporary injunction on that executive order.
Despite the Obama administration being ordered by a federal court injunction to put his executive amnesty program on hold, the Obama administration is now admitting that it's already begun implementing part of that executive amnesty program. Unfortunately, the GOP leadership in the House and the Senate, they've caved, and they will not do anything to block the funding for the Department of Homeland Security appropriations bill with regard to illegal amnesty. They were never going to block funding of the Department of Homeland Security otherwise.
It's nice to see we do not have a divisive government these days.
No, the GOP leadership is apparently just in lockstep with the Obama administration, unfortunately. I know that you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. Most of America is frustrated that the GOP did not draw this line in the sand and stick to it, correct?
There is good reason to be frustrated. Look, this is everything FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, has been worried about for 36 years. A rogue executive hijacking immigration controls by rolling over the separation of powers and an apathetic Congress that refuses to challenge him. We saw this coming years ago. Look, the Republicans didn't play to win. Now you've got a major national policy, immigration, under the control of one man, the president. You've had over the last several weeks, as this has played out in Congress and at the White House, all around, apathy, ignorance, power, greed, in both parties and in the White House. Now you've got a crisis that's just, the proportion is monumental. Any limiting control inherent in immigration has virtually disappeared. Enforcement is non-existent. Matt, I think we need to seriously question just how representative our government really is anymore. I mean, the president has been fortified once again to do what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants, in complete defiance of public opinion. Poll after poll disagrees with this amnesty approach. And Congress will not act. Do we still have a constitutionally controlled republic and a legislative body that represents us anymore?
Number three item, something that we are familiar with, and with that I bring you around to politics and those people who would be king or president in the election of 2016. Here's host Steve Scott talking to Kathy Glick from Politico.com. They discuss whether Mrs. Clinton's email problem is leaving a possible opening for Joe Biden.
Now, this email mess has made some people think about other possible Democrat candidates for president. Among them, Vice President Joe Biden. Katie, Joe Biden's been in the news following his comments about that Senate letter to Iran. What did he say in response to that Republican letter?
He, of course, got himself back into the spotlight earlier this week when he came out with a letter that essentially said, you know, it was beneath the dignity of the Senate to sort of so publicly challenge the president's foreign policy and to do so in a way that sort of goes directly to, you know, someone or a country that for a long time has been viewed as an American adversary. And, you know, he, of course, was speaking, drawing on his own experience as, of course, a former senator.
Is Joe Biden positioning himself as a candidate for president?
Well, it's a great question. Certainly there are people who would like to see him do that. You know, for a long time, he has left the door open to another presidential run, which, of course, you know, is something he's done in the past. And, you know, close political observers have sort of doubted whether he would take the plunge if, in fact, Hillary Clinton does decide to go ahead and run for president simply because of sort of the sense that she'd sort of be the all-but-certain Democratic nominee. But at the same time, there are other people that do want to see a contested primary, some people who are champions of the vice president, and you mentioned the email controversy earlier, and so that has stoked some renewed murmuring from some people, especially on the left, about whether we should see a contested Democratic primary.
Tell us about candidate Biden. What pluses and minuses do Joe Biden bring to the table?
He and his boosters would note that he's someone who's been in the public arena for a very long time, has lots of foreign policy experience, obviously has firsthand White House experience, given his current role. And, you know, he's someone that's good on the campaign trail. He does have a way of sort of connecting in a personal way. He's good at the retail politics. So a lot of people, you know, enjoy watching him on the campaign trail last time, felt he really connected, especially in sort of more blue-collar areas, and, you know, see those as strengths. At the same time, you know, most of the oxygen on the Democratic side has really been sort of sucked up by the Clinton camp, amid the strong belief that she is going to run for president and is sort of positioned to be the dominant front runner, that it might be difficult to sort of wage a credible challenge. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who do want to see that contested.
All right, so we'll get to number two in a matter of moments, and then, of course, the number one, the big deal this week. And if you've been listening carefully through this hour, you know there's a big hole. There's something that a lot of people have been talking about that hasn't come up yet, and so you probably figured it out. But I'll leave it to the mystery of the microphone as we continue. The countdown is at 17 before the hour.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding a Harley Davidson, and I thought, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
1-800-543-9262.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, especially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Number two item this week on the Talk Radio Review focuses on Mrs. Clinton and the email probe. Here is host Bruce St. James along with Pamela Hughes talking about the comments Mrs. Clinton made this week and why she used the private email account when she was Secretary of State.
I thought that Hillary, I'm going to use the term, insulted the intelligence of everyone out there with some of her excuses. They were obviously, it took them a week, Pamela, if you think about it, to come up with these pat, rehearsed answers to the questions she knew she was going to get. There were no surprise questions. Everybody had been already asking these questions about why did you do it? Where are the other emails? What about the server? So they had their pat answers. It's stuns me that after a week of preparing them, the answers were this bad.
I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department.
Yeah. Her version of allowed and everyone else's version of allowed apparently differs.
Okay, well, because let's talk about that. Because if the State Department did in fact say, hey, this is fine, then what's the big hullabaloo about all of this?
Because what she leaves out of that excuse is the State Department said it's fine as long as your emails are duplicated on a State Department server.
Okay, and this server was in her home.
Hers were only on her server. That there had to be a mirror set up so that your emails were archived. Everyone on your personal one was archived inside the State Department. Hers were not. They were only on hers. That is a violation of the spirit and the letter of the regulation.
Okay, now that I perfectly understand. Now, the argument that a lot of people have been making are, you know, like for me, Bruce, for instance, I've got an iPhone, right?
Of course.
I've got my work email on it.
Yeah.
I've got my personal email on it.
I've got that too.
I've got like a third email that I don't even use kind
there
of thing
go.
On it
I
as
have
well.
The AOL on my
the AOL?
I've had an AOL account since 1992.
Oh, my goodness. This is
on
Hotmail. My goodness. But you know what? Back in 2009, when she was Secretary of State, things weren't quite the same. Androids and iPhones were struggling to handle multiple email accounts easily, even back then. So I think it's really important to point out that the viewpoint of which we're looking at technology through today
right.
is very different than the viewpoint of technology back then.
Except that you would have to believe that poor Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just didn't have enough hands. I mean, you've got a bag, Pamela. You've got your purse. I mean, how could she possibly carry two phones?
I mean, that's a super hassle to have two phones. Isn't she surrounded by people who like? Didn't she have like a sandwich team? Like she's surrounded by a team of people at all times. She couldn't be like, hey man, could you hold this other phone? I mean.
Right, exactly. And
President Obama, I remember, see if you remember this, when President Obama was elected, there was a little bit of a stink because they told him you can't use your iPhone anymore. Do you remember this
at all? Oh, yeah, I totally remember
this. Because the iPhone isn't as secured, yada, yada, yada. There was something like it was a security issue. And they made him get a BlackBerry. And President Obama said, well, I'm still going to use my iPhone for some things because
my personal stuff.
And I will carry the BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
The President of the United States managed to figure out the fact that he needed two phones.
All right, here's the President of the United States speaking of this on Jimmy Kimmel this week, joking about emails.
I don't text. I email. I still have a BlackBerry because I can't.
One guy has a BlackBerry.
The one old guy there. Look at that. He's my age. Somebody in my generation. I can't use phones with recorders in them. So.
Oh.
A lot of the newfangled stuff, for security reasons, I don't get.
Do you have Hillary Clinton's new email address?
I can't share it with you. I don't think she'd want you to have it, frankly.
She specifically mentioned that she did not want me to have it.
You know what? You're going on Kimmel. If he asked for the email address, no way.
All right, so there it is, the number two item this week, and imagine we're spending that much time talking about this. But there's something we've spent more time talking about, and you'll hear what that is, the number one issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is coming right up.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week in terms of reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. What's going on in Iran, between Iran and the United States, the GOP and their letter and the whole thing all wrapped into a ball of cotton. Earlier this week on my radio program, The Good Day Show, I talked to reporter Libby Casey about the reaction to the 47 Republican senators sending a letter to Iran claiming that any deal made by the president would likely vanish when he vanished from office.
What the Republican senators who signed this letter claim is that any agreement that the president signs or strikes with the leaders of Iran would just be an executive agreement. It wouldn't bear the full weight and strength of the United States government, and it could basically be taken away with the sign of a pen, the snap of a finger, when a new president comes into office in January 2017. But legal scholars and the vice president are pushing back on that, and they're saying that while Congress certainly does have a strong role to play in the oversight of treaties and approving treaties, this is a little different. And the Vice President laid out in his statement this point that, and I'll quote from his statement here, the vast majority of our international commitments take effect without congressional approval. And he uses as examples of that the recent U.S.-Russia framework to remove chemical weapons from Syria, also troop drawdowns in places like Afghanistan. And scholars are basically agreeing with him for the most part in saying, you know, this is different because this isn't like signing a formal treaty with Iran. Instead, what the U.S. is saying it will do is potentially roll back on the sanctions that are in place if Iran follows through on its end of a bargain and, you know, allows some daylight into its nuclear program and basically halts it. And so what the White House says is, this isn't a new treaty. This is just pausing sanctions already in place. Congress signed off on those sanctions. What we're doing is temporarily offering to roll them back in exchange for Iran making good on its promises.
So did he break, does Obama break the law with this or not?
No one I've talked to seems to think so. No, that it's certainly within his right as the commander-in-chief representing the executive branch to have negotiators at the table at this level.
All right. Now let's focus on what our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, has done with this. Here's host Rick Jensen talking to attorney Mark Meckler. They discuss whether the GOP senators that sent the letter to Iran are in violation of the federal Logan Act.
Basically, what Tom Cotton has written, along with others, is that, hey, we see you have a nuclear agreement under negotiation right now with President Obama. Well, we want to let you know that if you sign something with the president and the Congress does not go along with it, it's really not something that we consider to be an agreement. Just want you to know that the Senate has to ratify it by a two-thirds vote, and anything less than that is not really an agreement. Pretty much that's what they wrote, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay. So let's go right to the Logan Act. Any citizen of the U.S., wherever he may be, who, without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or of any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies with the U.S., or to defeat the measures of the U.S., shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. So, the Republicans write this letter to Iran. Sounds like they're interfering.
Well, I think, you know, as a lawyer, I have to point out the most important words in that statute are the words with intent. And one of the things I can tell you as a lawyer, proving what is in somebody else's head, virtually impossible. Really, what it takes is a direct statement from the person or persons of what they intended the correspondence to do.
Well, let me interrupt you and get to the fourth paragraph of the Republican letter.
Yep.
What these two constitutional provisions mean is that we will consider any agreement regarding your nuclear weapons program that is not approved by the Congress as nothing more than an executive agreement between the president and the Ayatollah.
Right.
And the next president could revoke such an agreement. Sounds to me, if I got this letter, the intent is don't sign anything with the president without us signing along with it.
Well, what I would say is, you're saying, sounds to you like.
Yeah, the intent.
But they are not saying, this is the intent language. I'm just telling you the standard
okay.
One. It is the most difficult standard to meet. What they would need to say to meet the standard is, we are sending you this letter because we intend that you will not sign any agreement with the president. And we are attempting to influence your conduct. Without that, it's very difficult to prove intent. I think what you'll find is no Republicans will say that.
All right, so our poll at DougStephan.com is what we usually have over the weekend, a list of the top 10 talk topics according to talkers, and we ask you to tell us which one is the most important as far as you're concerned, just to see if it agrees with the situation that we've listed, which results in the Iran nuclear controversy being the number one issue of the week. There you have it, another review, another week gone by. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Extend your life.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite. I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.